We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately six lines from the top, or two dots. It said in the Mishnah, Mokoyim shenogu lichval yichval. Then Mokoyim where then noyek to be double over hal, certain parts of hal. That's the minhag that you could do. You're allowed to do that. And Rashi brought down that from Hoydu Lashem Kitoy, which is beginning of a capital in Tehillim, from Hoydu, beginning of Hoydu until the end of hal is one capital in Tehillim, and he says, Rashi, that most of the beginning of it is all doubled over. And it gives examples, Rashi says. It says, Hoidu a bunch of times. Yom Yisrael, the same idea. Hoidu, then it says, Minameitza karasi ka, anani merchav ka, that's a double type of thing. Then it says, Hashem li lo yira, Hashem li, and again Hashem li, toiv lachas v'Hashem, toiv lachas v'Nadivim, toiv lachas v'Hashem, I need the exact psukim. Then it says, Savuni, Sabuni, and Docha dechisani, different, doubled over. And then it starts being doubled over in the pasuk. So so if you want to go weiter and double further and double over the psukim, that's all right. So Dr. Gemara, Tana, learn to the Braisa. Rebbe kaifel ba'dvarim. Rebbe was kaifel other things. And Rashi says that means from Ono Hashem Hashina and on, he doubled over. Ono Hashem Hashina twice, Ono Hashem Hashina twice, Baruch Haba twice. Rabbi Eliezer ben Prata, Moisif ba'dvarim. He was Moisif even before that. Ma Moisif. Oma Baya Moisif lichba ma'utcha v'lamata. He were instituted to be double over from Oitcha v'lamata. And that's Taka'ahu Minik. From Oitcha on, we double over every single pasuk. We say twice. And until there, it's naturally in the psukim already doubled over. So basically, from Hoidu and on, most of the things we're saying, we say over twice, we say over double. Then the Mishnah said that if the Minik is to make a bracha, you make a bracha. Oma Abaya, this thing that's told in a Minik, lo yishanu l'achrof, avala fun of mitzvah levaruch. This whole shaila is if you make a bracha afterwards. And that's the shaila what your minig is. And our minig actually is we make a bracha afterwards. But that's the shaila in Hagen. But before, that's pashut you make a bracha. That's pashut you make a bracha. And the chiddush of that is that even though it's not a maisa mitzvah, just a dibur, still you make a bracha before. And that's a kuliyama. It's a bayis thing, that's a kuliyama. And also, maybe you would say it's the rabbanon, the rabbanon's going to make a mitzvah. No, Tari says we make brachas on the rabbanon. Like the Gemara on Shabbos says, make a bracha Chanukah. You know, how do you say with Sivanu? Either it's like Sosor or Shal Vichav Yagetcha. You make a bracha on the rabbanon. That's the halacha. Agav, you know, there's a big, when it comes to Tfilas Kalim, some people wrongly don't make a bracha on glass. Why not? Because maybe it's because the rabbanon, that's the rabbanon. We make brachas on the rabbanon. Make bracha on Halim, make bracha on Chanukah, on Purim, all those things are rabbanon. You make a bracha on the rabbanon. That's not a problem. Make bracha on the rabbanon. Therefore, before you make a bracha. Now, Abaye brings a riot himself. Dom Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Kol HaMitzvah is Kula Mavaruch Aleim, Oy V'al HaSiyosam. All brachas you make before you do the mitzvah. Oy V'al HaSiyosam means before you do the mitzvah. Omayim Mashma Adai Oy V'al Lishno Dak Dumeh. How do you know the Lashon Oy V'al means to do before? Dom Rav Nachum Ayitzch L'Ksiv, V'yarot HaChimatz Derech HaKikah V'yaver Es HaKushi. So you see, there HaChimatz ran Derech HaKikah and he went in front of the Kushi. So you see, V'yaver means to go in front. Abaye brings different pasuk, Abaye Mahachav, Hu Oy V'al HaLefneim. And he was going, first talking about Yaakov, when he went to Esav, he sent presents, and he said he went in front of them, he went in front of them. Again you see, Oyver means in front of them. But by Yisrael Mahalcha, Vayavar Malkon Lefneim, Vashem Veroisham. Again, Vayavar Malkon Lefneim means the Melech went in front of them, Vashem Veroisham, Vayavar Malkon is actually talking about Mashiach, he went in front of them. So you see, Loshon, Vayavar means to go in front. The Sfasemis is bothered by this Gemara that if we're trying to make a ride, they make a bracha for a mitzvah. It's not a ride from here. All you see from this memory is that when you have a mitzvah that has a bracha, you're supposed to make the bracha before the mitzvah. But what's the ride that you make a bracha on this mitzvah of halal? He doesn't answer the kasha, but somehow Abaye said that we make a bracha before, and then he brings a memory that you always make a bracha when you have a chiyuv bracha, it's always before the mitzvah, not after the mitzvah started already. So Tosfos has a kasha that why by lulav and esrig, how do we make Oy V'al HaSiyosam? Because once you pick up the Lulav and Esrog, you're Yetzir Mitzvah ready. You're Yetzir Mitzvah ready. And then how can you make the bracha? It's not Oy V'al HaSiyosam anymore. Teretz is, it's sitting in your silver foil and then you make the bracha. That's also not Oy V'al HaSiyosam. Oy V'al HaSiyosam has to be ready to do the mitzvah. So Teretz has three mahalchim. Moshe said, well, Teretz has three mahalchim. One mahalch is that Teretz says, V'shema Mashiach Chalita Lulav Koyim Shitul Esrog. You make the bracha, you pick up the Lulav, leave the Esrog down. make the bracha and then pick up the esrog and shake. That's one etzah. Another etzah is you turn one of them around. You don't have to turn the esrog around. You turn a little around also. One of them you can turn over. And the third pshat is that you mechav not to be yaitzah. You mechav not to be yaitzah. And actually, Tosfos goes further and declares that maybe I have a different teretz that you weren't yaitzah nanuim yet. You can still make the bracha as nanuim. Maaseh doesn't like that pshat so much because that's maybe only a hechsher mitzvah. It's only like a hidden mitzvah. But there is a tzah like that. That's nanuim. You see how very important nanuim is. Actually, some people dafka make the bracha of the lulav after shmoneser for halal for this reason. Should go on the nanuim also because that's when you do nanuim right afterwards. But you see how important the nanuim is by halal. That's what Tosfos comes out. See, awesome. That's what comes out. We make a bracha before halal and afterwards. Tell him in a minig, and our minig is to make a bracha after halal as well. Zok the next mishnah. The next mishnah is in discuss about buying a lulav or esrig from shmitah. Now the halacha is that shmitah. Let's say money from shmitah. Let's say you transfer. Kedusha Shvius from a peri to a money. So first of all, the peri stays in Kedusha Shvius, and the money also gets Kedusha Shvius. And this is the gay if someone sells something of Shvius. Sell the peri Shvius, not only is the peri still Shvius, but the money that got transferred for the peri also has then Shvius. What's done with money of Shvius? You're not allowed to use it for business. You're only allowed to use that money to for eating, drinking, sicho, adlakas aner. Only hana as gufa you're allowed to use for it. You're not allowed to use it for. You now put it away in the bank. You now let us save that money. You now use it for investments. You now buy a shirt with it. You now buy a building with it. That money has kedusha shvius. That's different halachas about shvius. Any questions, Moshe? Halakeach lulav mechaver b'shvius. If someone buys a lulav from his friend b'shvius, and this, the Mishnah is assuming that on the lulav there was no kedusha shvius, we'll see why. But the problem is the esrog has kedusha shvius. What do you do? So you're buying a lulav from your friend. Noisily esrog matana. He should give the esrog to you matana. The fisha ain't reshoyed like of a shvius. You're not allowed to buy the esrog on shmita year. In the shmita year, b'shvius, on the seventh year, you're not allowed to buy a esrog from this person. And we'll see in the Gemara we're talking about an amaretz here. This person selling it is amaretz. Wouldn't be amaretz. Wouldn't be a problem. We'll see in the Gemara. But here we're talking about amaretz, and that's where Rashi has a girsa like keach lulav ma'amaretz, not mechavera, because he says who's buying this lulav? It's obviously a chaver. It's obviously a talmud chacham because he's telling him what to do. The halachas. If it's amaretz, he wouldn't listen anyway. So he says it shouldn't say chavera. They're not friends. So therefore, it should say like keach lulav ma'amaretz. But Tosfos says you do find that a chaver with amaretz could be called chaveroi. You're not so bothered by that. That's machlokes Rashi. Tosfos had a taich al keach lulav mechaveroi. But upon him, our Mishnah says when you're buying the lulav, you should get the esrog to give the esrog matana because you don't want to pay for it. You don't want any money to turn into shvius. We'll see why. Upon him, you should get the esrog matana. Zok the Gemara. Let's say leroitz litlan matana. He doesn't want to give it to you a present. He wants to charge for the esrog. What should you do, Mahu? Rav Huna, Mavliya lo le dmei esrog v'lulav. What you should do is let him charge extra money for the lulav, and in that way, you know, usually lulav, of course, let's say $50. You charge $100, and that will include the price of the esrog in the lulav, and that will be fine. At least this works. This harama works by a suri de rabbanon. At least that's the avoyin sfas amas. What?
Why is it called ino?
Hano?
Oh,
you know. Because I guess they're both agreeing to it. There's no, you know, if both agree to it, if mechila, there's no problem of, you know. It's not like ribbit, it doesn't help. Yeah, if both agree to it, there's no problem of, you know. So that's like similar to Matana, so that would be probably the reason. So, Lord, what's the problem? Break the Gemara. What's the problem over here? Why can't you sell the esrig for money? What is the problem? And Tosfos already asks that we know there's a din, la'ochlov le'ischayra. You now make business out of shvius. Maybe that's why you can't sell it. That's what Tosfos says. That's not true. It's not 100% true. The isser of schayra is only if you make a lot of money of it, like a big business of it. But it's more in the Mishnayos there. They let it take off one payer alone and sell it. Al schayra, it's only a schayra if it's a lot of money and if it's a big business. But a little bit at a time is no problem of doing schayra. Therefore, it's not a problem of schayra over here. So the question is, why can't I just pay for the esrog straight? What's the problem? And fit the Gemara, Tishain Moisrin may perish Shvius Damarts. Like we spoke about before quickly, that when you give money for a Peri Shvius, the money gets Kedusha Shvius as well. So what you're doing is, when you're buying from this Ama Oretz, or Esrig, the money is turning into Shemitah money. And what's the Ama Oretz going to do with the Shemitah money? So Rashi says, we're worried he's going to hoard that money and use that money for Schayra, for investments. He's not going to buy his food for the day for that money. And therefore, you're not allowed to give him money. The Taunt and the Brai say, you're not allowed to give him money of Shvius to Ama Oretz. More than three Sudas worth. Because three Sudas worth, so for Shabbos, he'll buy himself Shabbos Suda. But, and even in the weekdays, it's like plug. But more than that, we don't want to give him more money than that, because we're scared he's not going to use it for the right thing, he's not going to use it for food, he's going to use it for Schaira. Like Tosfos also speaks out the same type of idea, that there's a lot of different isurim with the money, and he's not going to watch it the right way. He's not going to watch the money the right way. And therefore, we don't give Peres, the May Peres Shvius, money of Peres Shvius to Ama Oretz more than three Sudas.
That's how Machachni also can. He sells a bunch of
asrikim,
he's not going to use all the money for the
sudas. So he will. He will. That's what I'm saying. Tamachachim, he will. It's not your esther. So then he's also asrikim. Then he's also asrikim. So he's not going to do that. We're not doing a case like that. He's not doing that. Ve'im masar. Here we're talking about a guy, he's only one at a time. Ve'im masar. And if he did it, yoimar. Let's say, maisa, let's say he already did it. And someone tells him, well, you're not allowed to do that. You weren't allowed to buy the esrik from the Amarets. So what you do? Yoimar hare moyes halalu. That money that's sitting by the Amarets, you mechul olam ha-peiros yashub shech beisi. You mechul on the peiros that I have in my house. And then it'll transfer off that money. Because the halach is, peiros shvius never becomes not shvius. Even if you transfer money, they both have it in shvius. But on the next step, then it could transfer. So here you have Peres Shvius got put Kedusha onto the money. So they both were Kaddish. When you transfer that money onto the Peres, the money goes to Chulun Taka. So here, you gave this money to the Amaretz, you should be paid it, because it's too late now, you already gave it to him. What you do is you should be paid it, and even though it's in his resource, you still could do this. And what? Yeah, so Tosfos speaks about Atlanta do this. Tosfos asks, the bottom says, Plukti v'shmaitzim stuma rubo gavi kerem yochol l'chal mashv yad chaveroi. Lamanda also kashim ma'amoyel kan. That's Tosfos asks. The lecher is also pasha could do that. Yeshloim the hach knas ba'amuhu. He says really here it's too late. Nothing could do about it. But it's a knas since you bought from Amoritz and you didn't listen to Chazal, so you shouldn't buy from Amoritz. They make you do this and cause more peris of you to have shvius. It's like a knas ba'amuhu. He brings a few examples of that. Truth, some many amahols you can't do it. Back upon him, you say rei moyel yemechlam peris lo v'sech beis. So va and he goes va'achlon and he eats these peris b'kedushas shvius. Which means what? Rashi says, he eats his peris, achilo, shasiya, sicha, lakasaneri, he has to use it for the right thing, but he can't go and sell them as a business. He uses the peris for eating, or for light, using it for firewood, he uses whatever the peris were, uses it to light things, let's say it's zaysim, he uses the oil to light the candles, he uses it to shmir, that's kedusha shvius. But medva ma'amurim, that you're allowed to give him at least mazon gimel sudois, but lekech mina mufkar. If you see the orchard that the Amoritz is selling from is a hefker, it's hefker, there's no fence around it, no locks. So you know, he's keeping the laws of Shvius. Avlekech mina meshumar, but if you go over to this moicher who's selling the esroigim, and he see he has a fence around his orchard with a lock on Shvius, no, this guy is not a regular Amoritz, this guy is over Shvius. Afil v'chatzi isser aser. You're not allowed to give him even a chatzi isser, because that's already too much. You can't give him a chatzi isser, because you see, this person already, he is being over the mitzvahs of Shvius. So you can't trust him even to spend a penny for sudas, even a half a isser. You give him mamash the minimum, a half isser, you can't have anything more than a half isser, because you see already he's a chashad on Shvius. Taisa says even more, that if it's minam shumur, the peris become usser. The peris become usser. That's the Paris from Amashumah Asurim. As Tosfos says on the Maskel Medvah Amurim middle, Tosfos holds that Paris from Amashumah is even Asur. That's even worse. But the Rambam brings a raya from the Chatzi Isser part. They see it's a raya to Rashi because Mashba less than a Isser, half Isser, you could pay for it. So if it was a Isser to eat from the Mashumah, it wouldn't help anything because if you can't eat Esrig, it's not kosher for Esrig. So Akaponim. This Rashi, look at the Rashi, that really the food is mutter, but you're much more worried about Sam Aretz. You see for sure, he's a Chosha Shvius, therefore, you cannot buy Mazen Shalashuris from him because you're scared he'll use it for the wrong things.